North Island Powell River MP Rachel Blaney started her annual NDP Seniors Critic Open House Tour on Wednesday, November 27, with the first stop at Jerry Gray Place, which is now located inside the ARC Community Event Center at 7055 Alberni Street. Also at the meet and greet and luncheon were City of Powell River Councillor Trina Isakson and current City of Campbell River Councillor Tennille Johnston, who is the NDP's candidate in the riding for the next federal election. The event, open to those 65 years of age and older, will be the last one for Blaney, due to her not seeking re-election and, as she said while speaking with The Peak, it's been bittersweet. I really love this work, but I had family commitments that came up, said Blaney. I'm really excited to actually live in one time zone at a time, for a while. Blaney said she will miss meeting with her constituents and hearing their concerns, but in the meantime, and until the next federal election, her constituents are her first priority. We like to meet with seniors, and it's an opportunity to just be at an event informally. It's awesome. We're doing 5 events across the riding, said Blaney. Personally, I think one of the things that I would say that is a priority around seniors right now is the GST holiday. Part of what the federal government is talking about is a $250 check, and they've left seniors out. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a proposal on November 21 that the GST, HST be fully and temporarily relieved on holiday essentials such as groceries, restaurant meals, drinks, snacks, children's clothing and gifts, from December 14, 2024, to February 15, 2025. However, the second proposal, called a Working Canadians Rebate, does not include those who are seniors, retired. Trudeau said in the announcement that Canadians who worked in 2023 and earned up to $150,000 will see a $250 check in their bank account or mailbox, starting early spring 2025. I think that really needs to be fixed, because the seniors who are struggling are really struggling and that little extra bit of money would help, said Blaney. Blaney said she is also calling for the Liberal government to stop clawing back the GIS from seniors after raising the Canada Pension Plan last year. Weather stations in the area are also a priority for Blaney. She said she is pushing the federal government to figure out how to get them to work and be consistent. There's a lot of weather stations and people out on the water really struggle, so we're trying to figure out how to get those dealt with in a more effective way, said Blaney. But that's a long-term fight. It was previously reported by The Peak that in 2022, following a tragic floatplane crash near Port Hardy, Blaney asked the federal ministers of Transport and Environment and Climate Change to answer questions about the lack of maintenance of weather stations. In a letter to the ministers, Blaney stated at the time that pilots rely on those weather stations to keep them aware of conditions, but some stations in the region have been out of operation for years, while others work only periodically. Blaney spent most of the afternoon speaking with senior constituents and those who are Jerry Gray Place regulars. The center provides many services for those over 65, including communal lunches, exercise classes and workshops. Elizabeth Hart was one of the many attendees at Blaney's open house and is also a Jerry Gray Place regular. I've been in Powell River for maybe 2 years now, said Hart. I didn't know anybody, and so when I found out about this place, I thought maybe I might make a friend or two. Hart said her expectations were blown away, because she did start meeting many people, but also started attending events and activities the center offered. They have drumming, yoga and many social activities for us, too, said Hart. They also have lunch 2 times a week. Johnston is Legal Dax from the Wee Wye Kai First Nation and the first ever First Nations counselor for Campbell River. My community, Wee Wye Kai, makes up a large portion of the riding, and I feel very protective over our people and how we see ourselves, growing together into the future. We need to take up spaces in government, said Johnston. I felt like I needed to do this, become an MP candidate, on a number of levels. Join The Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.